بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم. So my dear respected brothers and elders in Islam, today we recited, Hafiz Sahib recited an ayah, which is one of my favorite ayahs of the Quran. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهَ وَيُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. So in this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is trying to tell us something. In this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, tell the people that if you love me, then follow the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, follow me. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should tell everybody that if you love Allah, then follow the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love you, and he will forgive you, and he will forgive your sins, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most forgiving and the most merciful. From this ayah, we can find one thing, that if you have a claim for something, then you have to bring the dalil for it, the proof for that claim. So if you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then prove that to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if you love Allah, prove it. And how do you prove that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if you love me, then follow the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There's a poem, Naqshe Qadam Nabi ke hai Jannat ke raaste, Allah se milate hain sunnat ke raaste. The path to Jannah is the footsteps of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But the path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is when you follow the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in a hadith, فَمَنْ رَغِبَ عَنْ سُنَّةِ فَلَيْسَ مِنِّي, that whoever does i'raz, whoever goes against my sunnah, he is not from me. He is not from those people that follow me. So when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying this, today, unfortunately, what happens is that we take the sunnah as a light thing. And I've seen this many times when people come and ask us, and they ask questions, hey, what standard is this? What daraja is this? Any question in Islam. And once you tell them it's a sunnah, they say, oh, it's okay, we don't have to do it. They take it as a light thing. And so they're asking so they don't have to do it. And this is our taking of the sunnah. This is how we take the sunnah. But how did the Sahaba follow the sunnah? What do they think of the sunnah? The Sahaba loved the sunnah more than their own lives. And one example is Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. He was such a lover of the sunnah that whenever he would travel, one example is whenever he would travel, he would stop at a certain place. He would stop at a certain place, and one time an individual asked him, one of his companions asked him, that why do you stop there? We don't need to stop there, we can just carry on. Why do you always stop at this area? And he told them that one day I was with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to stop here, and he used to stop here. And he said, this is why I stop here, even though I don't have to stop here. So this is how much he used to love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we can find numerous stories like this of the Sahaba, how much they loved the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So following the Sunnah, my dear respected brothers, is a very powerful thing. Following the sunnah of the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very, very powerful. For example, we can take another example. Musa alayhi salam was another beloved prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him to Fir'aun, Fir'aun challenged Musa alayhi salam. And he gathered the top magicians of the time. And he challenged Musa alayhi salam. But when the magicians came, and the Mufassirun write that they were dressed like Musa alayhi salam. They were dressed like Musa alayhi salam. And because of them dressing like Musa alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala liked this so much that they were dressed like their beloved, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala eventually gave them hidayah. This is how powerful following the sunnah of the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. So we should not take the sunnah lightly. We should never take the sunnah lightly. Like today it's a trend. That, oh, it's a sunnah, oh, it's not that big of a deal. No, it's a sunnah of the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you love the Prophet sallallahu, if you love Allah, then follow the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to act upon what we have heard today and become from amongst those people who love the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa akhiru da'wana, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.